Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. We are going to dive deep back into the Nancy Guthrie case. She was abducted on February 1st of this year, and we are on day 109 and yet to find Nancy Guthrie. No arrests have been made despite the full force of the FBI, law enforcement officials, even the president talking about this case off of Air Force One and saying they were close oh so many weeks ago. So here we are. We're going to dive deep into wrench attacks. Again, I really believe this case is pointing toward a wrench attack. What is a wrench attack? We're going to decipher it more today. I'm going to give you a specific example, and we're going to talk a lot about what goes into this. And then also, just to let you know, I'm deep diving any cryptocurrency relation that any of the Guthries had, whether that's Tommaso Cioni, whether it's Annie, whether it's Savannah, her husband, Cameron. Listen, people who have wealth like they had, and Savannah Guthrie personally was worth over $40 million. Her husband is worth about $5.6 million. So they had a lot of money, $50 million. And people with that kind of money invest in all sorts of things. I have our expert. I've asked him to please work on any Bitcoin or any chain, because that's how it's all traced, any chain possibilities that would involve them. In other words, something that the bad guys could have identified. Obviously, her wealth would have been extremely easy to identify. And we know in many kidnapping cases, especially of late, that these sorts of ransom demands were often shifted to cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. So that is nothing new. I shouldn't say it's not anything new. It depends on what we define as new. Within the last 5+ years, it's certainly nothing new in ransoms. And we're going to go over some of those numbers. But I really quick want to describe what a wrench attack is called, or what a wrench attack actually is, not what it's called. So in any event, a wrench attack is when a sophisticated, well-organized group behind the scenes essentially plans for the abduction, sometimes the torture, the kidnapping of an individual to obtain key to a particular Bitcoin account or to obtain cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin. Okay, so that's the whole situation. So if you can imagine this, Bitcoin, as an example, cryptocurrency is very hard. You can't steal it. It's not like a credit card. It's nothing that you can infiltrate. What you have to do is get the key. In other words, you have to get the number and the passcodes associated with the account. Again, once you have that, the number of somebody's account, you can stalk exactly what happens because it's all public, but you need the key to actually be able to remove money or to make withdrawals. So we're going to talk about that a little bit as well, the specificity of what this means. And then also, again, to reiterate that oftentimes the ransom in the past 5+ years, those ransom demands are often made in cryptocurrency. Why? Because once it's gone, it's gone. Not meaning it's not ever traceable, because depending on how sophisticated they are, it can be traced. Meaning that essentially they want it because it's like that. You press that button and it's transferred, it is gone. And then it's going to be an extremely long, drawn out process to be able to find out how that cryptocurrency was actually turned into usable currency for people to use. I want to have the Bitcoin expert that we had on, who I absolutely think he's amazing. I would like him to come back on and strictly entertain questions from you all. Last time I had him on, I hope you guys watch it, he gave a very in-depth analysis of Bitcoin, how it's purchased, how people use it to scam other people. And it was so deep in the woods. I remember thinking, okay, I got to come out and just give the thumbnail to break it down, because it was so intricate. So I'm really thinking about that. I'm going to wait and see what you all see, what I see in chat, to see if guys would welcome that, because I want to do things you all want to do. I'm seeing a quick question up here. No, Kalela isn't. Oh, is Kalela a Muppet? I get what you're saying. Kalela is a Muppet. He didn't have any puppet strings. There was nobody controlling the Muppeteer, or the Muppet himself. There was no Muppeteer. He's just a plain and simple Muppet. All right, let me get me off the screen. I want to talk a lot about really where the wealth was in this family and how I believe they were targeted, right? They were targeted essentially, I think, because of money. Money, money, money. That's what it all comes down to, right? Money in conjunction with, there is such an evil lurk about this case. I initially thought it was very targeted, in other words, to make the Guthries suffer. But I'm convinced that it's not about particularly making the Guthries suffer. It's about whoever they target making them suffer. And we're going to go into that, about how their post-event behavior mimics what we're seeing in the Guthrie case. All right. So again, these groups, when you're talking about a wrench attack, they use violence, they use kidnapping, they use torture. And I'm going to get into a specific example. Where did this term even come from, a wrench attack? It literally, and this is funny, it comes from a cartoon about basically you're only as strong as, in other words, your security of your funds are only as strong as your physical security, meaning if somebody can beat it out of you, and if they are able to get in contact with you, break into your home, get a hold of you, at that point, your money isn't secure, because you're not secure. And oftentimes individuals give up these keys that allow this easy transfer. Now you might be wondering, but Jen, how often does this happen? Well, let me tell you. Last year, there were 813 million dollars paid in ransom in cryptocurrency in 2024. I'm going to repeat that. 813 million paid in ransom in 2024. This is not anything that is new, as I said, but it is something that is completely rising. A lot of people believe, as we've talked about, that cryptocurrency is the next, what we're all going to be using. You can already use it at fast food restaurants. You can use it in many places already. It's going to start slow, just like credit cards. How many of us said, we're never carrying around plastic? You know, we're going to use cash till we die. How many of your parents have never had a debit card? Listen, I'm going to be honest. I've never used a debit card in my life. I just don't roll with that. But nevertheless, I use credit cards constantly. And I love credit cards because they track every single one of my expenditures. So I know exactly what I'm using money on. And of course, I'm traveling a lot for work. And so, you know, I can keep track of reimbursements and things like that. But nevertheless, 813 million paid in ransom. So this is what people who take hostages, who kidnap, who extort, this is how they want to be paid, because it's quick in, quick out, and it takes a very, very long time to discover the money. By the way, hi, Binky Files. Just saw that pop up. Now, I will say it's down from 2023. So I was doing kind of a deep dive into statistics. In 2023, $1.25 billion was paid in ransom, via Bitcoin. So for everyone, I know people say that the Bureau does not support paying ransom. I've talked about this many times. That is just so not true. It is very supportive, particularly in other countries. So in other words, the Bureau has a strong presence in Mexico, where Americans are kidnapped all the time, and they go down there and they help with the hostage negotiation of it all, and they use the family's money. And the reason is these cartel groups know you have to come through. In other words, you can't kidnap somebody and not give them up once you get the money. So they're very good about that. And so this happens all around the world. You can bet it happens in the U.S. as well, where money is paid to get an individual and a loved one back. So again, 118 or 113 million paid in ransom and Bitcoin / cryptocurrency just last year. All right. Again, the web comic is the source of it for those coming in late. That's why they call this these wrench attacks, because in the comic, they literally beat the person with a wrench. And so that's why it's stuck and it's wrench attacks. Again, what they're trying to get are these keys, right? These encryption keys, so they can actually open these Bitcoin wallets and it can be easily transferred. So, and again, a lot of these groups, everyone, they are overseas groups. They're not here. You got the Muppets here, the Mopes that I call them, the Mopes here. And then you have these foreign entities, foreign people from foreign countries. I'm going to talk a little bit about one that are actually pulling the puppet strings. They're the ones. We wonder how in the world can't the FBI and all their SMEs, subject matter experts that are hired from private industry, why can't anybody trace what in the world happened with those emails that came in to the two local media outlets in Tucson and to TMC? Why? I'm telling you why. This is sophisticated. They knew what they could get away with in terms of communication and what they couldn't get away with. They knew Nancy was dead, but they just will continue to keep after it. And I know that they have said that that the other, or the first two notes are related to the abductors, they believe, and they have not said about the final notes, the other, I think, around six that have come in to TMZ and other local stations. But they don't know that they're not related because they can't trace either of them. So if it is related, look for, and I don't think I got this point out yesterday, Sorry, I'm going to put something up here because I'm going to talk about this. I saw this flash across. Please look for when Nancy Guthrie starts on her Wordle show. I wouldn't doubt at all people to see another blast of these ransom, you know, saying they know where she's buried, they know where she is. This is exactly what these people do. They persist. It doesn't die off. Specifically, it's called post-event behavior. And you look for what do people like this do after. And I tell you what, they're relentless. They keep after it. They keep hoping for that desperate nature of the family and that something comes in. And I tell you what, You remember when I was talking about why aren't we tickling the wire? Why aren't we sending something through of note? Not the $300 they sent, I guess, just to see if it would accept it and was actually active. I am talking about a much larger, they're spending millions on this, everyone, millions on this. They have SMEs that they've hired. I guarantee, obviously, Google assisted, or we would have never had that video of Porch Guy. Believe me, there is a lot going on behind the scenes. It's costing millions, this investigation is. And why not tickle the wire? And what I find interesting is they're tickling law enforcement's wire. That's exactly, I believe, with these ransom notes that came in after I believe Nancy Guthrie likely was dead. They tickled it up and down with the $6 million ransom notes. The family did five different pleas. Remember, they sent two notes. One, if this isn't done by this date, then. And then another one, obviously, if this isn't done by this date, we're going to kill your mother. I think that's clear by then the retort or the reaction that the family then gives that, again, is orchestrated by the FBI's BAU behavioral analysis unit, what might work on either the perpetrator or the people around the perpetrators. Guys, this is your quite essential mope in my belief. We talked about yesterday about these two mopes that were these teenagers that lived in California that were given $1,000 seed money that went up and did a wrench attack on these 60-ish year old couple. They beat them. They tied them up at trying to get, actually in this case, and I thought this was interesting, just the number, six, it's reported 66 million in Bitcoin, as opposed to in the Guthrie case, it was 6 million. I just thought it was interesting that the six, was something ever misunderstood in the first one? In the first case, did they want 6 too? Just the fact it was six, I thought was just interesting. In other words, could the puppeteers be the same organized group? Is it a different organized group? Is it an organized group? I think it is. I think that that is what makes the most sense in this. And that is why the FBI has been stonewalled in terms of being able to figure this out, because you, these people were just stupid though. These mopes, you know, kids, they didn't search the house. They left somebody alive upstairs who made the call and got law enforcement on them. High speed chase, caught them. Again, they said that their puppeteers were red and eight. Everything was over signal, likely found on the dark web, which is exactly what the Bureau looks into, is these cryptocurrency scams, as well as the hiring of individuals to do murders, to do kidnappings, to do violent acts. That's where they have their field to choose from. And that's just facts in terms of the investigation that the Bureau does in this area. So when you look at the wealth that the Guthries had in the back, I told you we're up to about $50 million, not quite 40 plus. So let's just say $45 million in wealth. Like I said, I'm doing a deep dive to try to discern if they had cryptocurrency. Look, they could have been invested in cryptocurrency and not even know it. They have investment wealth managers, typically, when you have this kind of wealth that is putting your money all over the place in stocks, in bonds, in real estate, in other private ventures such as warehouses or apartment complexes, other types of investments that have large returns that are more risky, but they have great returns in cryptocurrency. So I'm hoping to get to the bottom of it to see, again, whether they knew they had it or didn't know. They've never talked about it, by the way. We don't have any information where they're saying, listen, we didn't have it. I've seen all sorts of reports. I really deep dove into this. But the bottom line is, in terms of what they've said, they haven't denied it or not denied it. Again, I think a lot of times when you are a multi-millionaire like this, you're not keeping track of your own investments. She's preparing for the Today Show, and he also has a job. So that's what you're doing. You know, you've got kids, you've got life, you're leaving your money to the experts that do a great job in moving your funds around to make them earn even more money.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Anyway, this was from our Bitcoin expert. It seems like you guys would welcome him coming back and you guys being able to just ask him questions, because if he's willing to come back, look, he's a busy man. He works full time in this industry. He's not a talk about it or think about it. He's not an academic guy who teaches it in school. He's doing it every day. So I think he would be good to have him back. I'm seeing some support of that. And then that way you guys could ask particular questions regarding and related to this case. So back to what these wrench attacks, what do they do? Well, I've talked about tie you up, beat you up. And I want to go to a particular point in this case. And again, I like this photo that I found that is so crystal clear, that is not the photo of the definite expirated blood, not aspirated blood, expirated blood. I know a lot of people are saying aspirated. It's not aspirated. Aspirated is when you breathe in and it goes in and then you end up possibly dying because it enters your lungs or your airway. Expirated is when it comes out of you. And the reason that I am now convinced that the mope, like those kids, could have been too stupid to actually understand the importance of gagging your victim, because then they can't talk, they can't scream. And this makes me feel or believe more than ever that she might have been unconscious when he took her. And maybe that's why he didn't feel the need. But this is the important part of this, and I need to do a tweet about this. This is the most important part. And that is the reason you expirate blood is typically because you have an internal situation going on. You're bleeding. You're coughing it out. And that is what's so concerning here. I know that the sources say there wasn't a lot of, damage in the house, or, you know, signs of people going crazy and knocking things over. And that makes sense. It makes sense that the reason, as Mac points out, that only porch guy is ever seen on camera, both in the on the 11th as well as here, is because he's the only guy there. That could be possible. I mean, that's actually there roaming around, that went in and so forth. That's possible. Both two doors are open. I believe he has a two-way radio. All that makes me believe somebody's there. But again, a two-way radio, he can transmit for a long period, particularly depending on his setup and repeaters and things like that. He's got a two-way radio. There's more than one person involved, but is he communicating with the Muppet Master? Is that who he's communicating with? And he's the sole mope running around doing all of this. In the FBI, we call them mopes. Mopes are just puppets, Muppets, doing the crime. Again, 147, he rips that off. Look here, this is really important. The 212, you know, of a person. This is from that ceiling or that roof camera that we have. Remember the roof camera that they came back later on a subsequent search. I know, too many searches. And finally went up on that roof and pulled down that camera. So we know, you know, I believe he was moving around toward inside the house. And then, of course, the 228. So at 212, just say it takes him, I don't know, I doubt if it would even make him 5 minutes to get in there. So he spends a short amount of time, which is what you would imagine in this sort of attack. Typically, individuals want to get their person in and they want to get their person out. So Binky, yes and no. I've said from the beginning, it's not about hiding the vehicle. It's about hiding the vehicle plus the person, plus this action of removing her from the house. That's my opinion. This was hiding everything that was going to happen in front of the house. So when they decided to take her out, they obviously didn't want any of that on camera, because that would give us the state she was in. That would give us how many people actually took her out, which I still believe it's one. That would give us the facts regarding a possible vehicle, but it's not about the vehicle. The vehicle would have been dark. It would have been black clear out there. You know, you guys have seen the footage. It's pitch black, other than what he was shining his little mouth light on, and then some illumination from the Nest camera itself initially. But once that was off, that's going to be pitch black out there. So he's not trying to hide just the car. He's trying to hide the action of them taking him through that porchway onto the drive and then into the vehicle. So it's the whole kit and caboodle, not just about a car. Again, it seems no cameras have caught the car. So I don't think that was his biggest concern. His biggest concern was not being seen with Nancy Guthrie over your shoulder, spewing blood, unconscious, which is likely a very likely scenario based on this blood. I need to do a tweet on this. Again, what internal damage did he do to her inside that house that would have caused her to expirate blood? What was it? What internal damage? Remember, in these wrench cases, they are prone to beating. You wouldn't have to beat this woman much. She's 84 years old. She had very serious health issues. So did our mope porch guy get carried away? There wouldn't even have to be blood, right? In terms of hurting her. He could have broken her arm with one move or one gut punch. You know, it's horrible to think about, but I'm just telling you what these people do. You know, that's what these people do. Expirated blood from internal damage. And this, to me, I brought this picture up. I want to show you. I've showed this a lot. Look at her arms, everyone. I don't know if any of you have somebody who's on blood thinners. My papa is on blood thinners. His arms look just like this. I can literally just hold his hand and do it wrong and he'll bleed. It's horrible. It's horrible. So the big blood droplets could be from about anything. I don't want to guess, because there's too many things that could have ripped open from her hand, really any place on her. Her people on these blood thinners, their skin is paper thin. It's more like crepe. It's crazy. And their blood vessels are very, very vulnerable and to being broken. That's why you see her so bruised. It's normal. It's normal for people with pacemakers and on blood thinners. So, but the important piece of this is the expiration and what was the internal damage to the body. What is the internal damage to the body? It's terrible. Terrible. Okay. Back to these wrench attacks. How can you just say you have millions of dollars and you are targeted? In this case, they couldn't get to Savannah. She has bodyguards. She has people all around her. She lives very securely. Her mom didn't. Her mom was, quite frankly, an absolute sitting duck for this. She had a Nest camera and a Nest camera top. I always say with cameras, cameras are great for finding out what happened. They're not great for preventing it, other than if a burglar or something is casing a neighborhood, they're going to go to the house without the camera. Other than that, preventative, but it is not going to prevent an attack once somebody has been targeted and they decide to go there. It's just going to help, hopefully solve the crime. So what can you do if you own Bitcoin and you're rich, something like that? I wanted to go over this quickly. There are three ways to sort of be able to give up your passcode and not have it cause any problems. One way is you actually have somebody else that, in other words, it's a dual person passcode that has to be put in so that you get the Bitcoin, can do the transfer. So you cough up to the bad guy all your Bitcoin keys, but it doesn't matter, because unless, you know, your daughter who lives hundreds of miles away and has the other key, unless they also do it, your money's safe. So that's one way you can do it. You can also have a account that is a decoy account that has some money in it, but doesn't have your big bucks in it. So they think you're giving up, you know, the money, whether it's ransom or whatever, and it has this fake amount in it. And these are some of the tools that I'm just boggled that the FBI did not use. I'm literally boggled. And maybe they did, and we just don't know it. In other words, why didn't they say, instead of, you know, begging and pleading, why didn't they say something like, listen, we've set up a Bitcoin account. Reach back out. We're going to give you the code. You can see how much is in it, because everything in Bitcoin, these chains are public. And we're going to give you the key. And then you coordinate how to get them the key that could be traceable and see if they bite. In other words, email this, reach out here. And you put $100,000 in that account, but you make them make a step to get to it. And you hope that that step is the step that you capture them. There's all sorts of things that the Bureau can do. I don't know why they're not doing it. And again, maybe they are. The other thing is you can actually put stops on Bitcoin's account where you can give up the money or the passcode, but it's on a delay. So it might not render or it will not be able to access for a 12, 24 hour, 48 hour delay, whatever you put on it. So these are some ways that at least individuals of high wealth can stop if they are attacked with a wrench attack. I mean, the number one ways is if you've got that kind of money, you need to keep you and your family safe, right? You need to have great OPSEC, operational security around your house. Not only cameras, but alarm systems and locks and things like that. I mean, how sad is it that there wasn't a huge alarm system in this case? You know, it's just sad. Brinks, you know, or whatever you use, an alarm, multiple locks on all your doors. But alarm is a big one that I tell you, those go off. It's unbelievable. Bing. It sounds like, you know, it's so loud in your house. And then also it goes right to the police department, and the police department come out as soon as you don't clear it on your keypad. I'm sure many of you have this. I have it because it's just another layer of security for people with high wealth or related to somebody with high wealth. It's just something that in this case, we can learn a lot from this case. And especially if you are somebody of high wealth and have relatives. I want to talk a little bit about another kind of similar case. This was a case where an individual's father was taken. The father was about 60 years old. I will say this case happened in Paris, but again, these wrench attackers, it's everywhere. And people who try to do kidnappings for ransom, like I said, you heard the dollar amount, $813 million paid in crypto last year in kidnappings. So it's not isolated by any means. But one that I found from just last year, not even a year ago, was a man who dealt in cryptocurrency, and they kidnapped his father. And it's pretty interesting. They took him to an Airbnb. And I hope the Bureau is looking at what was the plan after the attack. In other words, what did they plan? What did our mope plan to do with Nancy after the attack? Nobody's really talking about that. What was the plan? Yes, I believe she died. Yes, I believe, you know, they got rid of her. But what was the real plan? Where was he going to take her? And some of these, they rent Airbnbs. Was there an Airbnb rented that either nobody came to or they canceled? You know, was it literally an Airbnb that the mope porch guy did? Is anybody thinking about that, of what the long-term plan was before it went to hell? Because there was a plan before all of this went south. I hope they're looking into that. That's why I would be looking into every Airbnb in and around Tucson that they didn't show, and trying to trace it that way.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Anyway, in this particular case, this individual, this 60-year-old, was taken to an Airbnb. Now, he was taken, interestingly, in broad daylight. So he's taken in broad daylight and by mopes that load him up in the plan, in a van. Now, remember, these mopes are strictly the people physically carrying out these horrible crimes. They are not the puppet masters at all. The puppet masters are organized groups that target specifically individuals and then find people who want to commit crimes like this, oftentimes on the dark web. That's where they find them. I mean, you can't just put a post on Craigslist or on Facebook Marketplace. These are in the realms of the dark web. And it's a scary place down there. So anyway, these mopes took this man, about 60 years old, the father of somebody who had cryptocurrency, and they specifically Let me put that up because I just saw that flash by. I want to address this really quick. And they specifically took him, threw him in this van, and they took him to an Airbnb. Like I said, these are mopes. They're not sophisticated criminals. And they tortured him. As an example, they cut off his finger and they videotaped it. And they, you know, pay us. Anyway, it ended up getting foiled. I got to tell you, they have never released yet the man's name. And, you know, because of, again, just this is people with high wealth have to keep a very low profile. But these networks are sophisticated, you guys. They're very, very sophisticated. My point is, again, to Nancy, what did this mope do to our Nancy? We know what the 60-year-old, what happened to him, finger cut off. We know all about that. In wrench attacks, they are violent. I talked all about the one in Scottsdale yesterday. Told you I'm going to give you each day. Again, I've got $813 million in ransom, different cases to work with here. Just because you don't hear about it, and we don't hear about it a lot in the news, it happens. And this case is mimicking the modus operandi of a wrench type attack slash a kidnapping for cryptocurrency. Listen, she was all over television, her house, her own bedroom, this bed that she was taken from. This is from the Today Show, people. She was everywhere on that show. And they went all throughout, you know, her favorite restaurant and, you know, her situation there and where she lived was an open book for anyone to see. And the wealth that was behind Nancy Guthrie with Savannah and her husband was also very, very, very easy to find. These wrench attackers, they can hurt you, and it wouldn't take much to hurt Nancy in a way that would cause her to expirate blood on her porch from an internal type injury. So much more prevalent. They had money. And again, I'm diving deep on if I can find a chain that they had crypto. That would just put the, that would put a big clue, pointer toward a clue. But nevertheless, even if they didn't, they had the money that you could easily ransom. Use it to get ransom, because that's what these kidnappers are using. That's what they want now. They want Bitcoin. All right. These organized criminal groups, what do they use? They use Telegraph, obviously Snapchat. They use Signal. That's what they use to communicate with the mopes. So they're very insulated. They're very much in the back of these crimes. And you got to wonder, porch guy has too much on the line, right? Believing porch guy was there by himself, not that he was involved in this by himself, but porch guy's there by himself. He's not going to turn himself in. If Nancy is indeed gone, he's facing the death penalty. You got to believe they're going to ask for the death penalty in this case. 100%. And they have it in Arizona and they'll use it. He's not coming forward. No way. These groups typically don't kill anyone. I did talk about that way before everybody else was talking about it. on the show, if you were watching, that it could be possible he is not with us, the mope. But I'm telling you, wrench groups, they don't kill off their mopes. But could they have paid their mope? Could they have paid the mope? And yes, I agree with this statement. It's such a good one. When you have a lot of money, you got to be as low key as possible. You know, but these shows, right? These morning shows, they don't want to be low key. They want to put it all out there. They want you to fall in love with their hosts. They want you to feel, they want you to feel for them. They're right in your house, right? Every morning, if you watch these shows. And I told you, these groups continue to harass. I agree with whoever said those ransom notes were never going to get money because they never had proof of life. Their whole plan went upside down. But you bet you they'd take the money. No matter if you're going with the motive that they just hate the Guthrie family, what when you hate a family, if that's the if you believe that, they, you want to take their money. You want to take their money, their livelihood. You want to reduce them to nothing. That's your goal. And money's a big part of that. So this was just one picture of her. But she's making her bed. She's walking all around. Easy to do a site survey when all of this is available. You could see how frail she was too. These groups are experts at identifying houses and people to target. And quite frankly, let's be honest, this family would have paid. They said they would have paid. They still want to pay, just even for her body. But they're not showing that. Because this mope, he's smart enough to know. Ditch the body and get out of Dodge. Ditch the body and gone. And I literally would not doubt that if this is a wrench attack, I would not doubt at all that they might have given the mope some money, even though he really didn't earn it. What is a mope? A mope is like a porch guy. You convince them to do your dirty work. We called, for instance, in drug trafficking, the mules, you know, that drive around the dope that have all the exposure. And then you've got five layers up, the people really pulling the strings on what's going to happen. You called the mules, we called them mopes. Anybody willing to do the criminal action that is willing to put themselves on the front line of getting caught at the behest of others. They're not bright. They're not sophisticated. And they'll do anything for, sometimes it's money and sometimes it's adventure. These two guys are mopes. These are the two that just on the 31st, one day before Nancy, they broke into a house, zip tied their people that they wanted to get $66 million in Bitcoin from. Never even knew each other. These kids didn't even know each other. They meet on the dark web. They're interested in money and they're interested in their delusions of being Batman and Robin in a very negative sense. I guess I should say the Penguin and the Joker, and doing these types of horrible crimes. And they surf around. And then you have the masters, of these crimes. And they work. And they work. Yeah, Fall Guy, Mope. These guys were mopes. Here's another mope. He's a smarter mope. Much smarter. These guys are kids. This guy's a little bit older. I was reading that they usually target within the ages or within the age of 20s to late 20s, you know, types of mopes work well. You know, somebody that's not a kid, you don't want a teenager that has absolutely no worldly experience. You make sure a couple of more things. We highlighted the case with the finger cut off of the father of somebody with wealth. It took him 58 hours to get to him. So unfortunately, he suffered for 58 hours under the mopes. There were five involved. They were all between the ages of 23 and 27. Again, post-plot contact. That's usual, everyone. When it goes south, then you're really pissed off. These groups don't back down. They keep going. That's why I was saying I'll be interested to see if when she makes her debut on Wordle, if something comes in. Again, I think it's the organized group tickling the wire and making law enforcement react instead of the other way around. Yeah, no, I agree with you about the bad parenting. How do you get, you know, hey, mom, I'm just headed out. Be gone for a few days. Bye. Going on vacay, going on spring break. I mean, you have to verify all of that. You have to verify all of that. Let me see here. I just don't want to make... So again, these groups, wrench groups, they continue to contact. They continue to harass the families. They're PO'd in a lot of cases because they feel like they've already made the ultimate risk. They've taken the ultimate risk already. And that is to, you know, kidnap. And in this case, you know, likely Nancy is not alive. So they might keep after him. Again, I'm not saying that last six notes are definitely related to the first two. Law enforcement believes the first two are part of kidnapping. We saw that in their reaction. Savannah told us that because they have specificity. In the last notes, there's no specificity that law enforcement can say it's definitely connected. But look at the modus operandi. Look at the Bitcoin. It's just very, very interesting. And what do you want to make when Wordle happens that we see another, you know, more notes sent to TMZ? And why are they doing it there? We've talked about this. Listen, they are large and in charge. Part of these crimes are money motivated, but part of them is their sheer enjoyment of torturing the family. Set that from the word go. These people who do this, no matter whether the last notes are related or not related to the first two, they all enjoy it. Yes, that's Simba, my alarm system. You see, and I always say this, even if you don't have a dog, please get a sign that says you have a dog. Beware, dog. Right on your fence, on the inside. So, yeah. Dogs are good because bad guy says, I don't know if I want to go in there. I don't know how big that dog is. Or next door, there's no dog. I don't see anything that has security. Maybe I'll go with that. I've got signs on every corner showing security. So people want to do it. They could do it, but they're probably going to get caught or shot, whichever one comes first. So a lot of this to me mimics a wrench attack. And I'm going to keep talking about other wrench attacks so we can see what similarities that may or may not exist. I just want to make sure I have not missed anything. I think that is about it. Again, I do want to answer a couple questions. I answered the Mope question. Okay, listen, on the card, and I talked about this early, and it was straightened out right away. The card that was put on Nancy's porch very explicitly was put there because she was abducted. It's something, it's their protocol that if an abduction like this happens, they leave a card, of course, for when they're found. Right? Here's your contact. Here's you can contact it, social services if you need any help. That card had nothing to do with being abused, with her family abusing her, anything like that. It had to do with the abuse she would have suffered at the hands of the abductor. That's what that card was. And again, I was on it early. I have a picture of that card. I just don't want to go through and pull it up because people say that it makes a click noise. I did hear that click. It's very soft. It's like, but nevertheless, I have that card. I've talked about that card a lot. And so anyway, I definitely would love for you guys to look back at that session. I think I'm going to ask if we can get the Bitcoin expert back on. I think that would really help is for you all to be able to ask the questions of him. So again, unless I see something negative about that, which I haven't, he's so amazing. And again, the other thing I want to get into, I'm going to continue on wrench attacks, but I'm also going to get into cases that the FBI solved that are Bitcoin cases. To think this cannot be solved is just not true. They have 6 emails and maybe more. They have the Bitcoin address. I know it's hard. They need to tickle the wire instead of being tickled by the wire by the bad guys. That's my view. But that's how I did cases. I was very aggressive and outside the box. Sometimes you have to be outside the box when it's not going well, when you're on day 110. But if this is a wrench attack, that's why it's so hard for them to solve. A lot of these groups are international, operating from someplace else. So their wealth, which nothing is wrong with it, and her highlight, this was the most recent one, on the Today Show, I believe brought these perpetrators. Take a look, see what you think. I'd love to hear what y'all have to say. I look at the comments after these, and I appreciate you. So I want to say I really appreciate the mods. The mods do a fabulous job. Not just, to me, it's not about, because they all know I don't want to say negative, but I love questions and things that are thought provoking and that might be contra to what I have to say. Please, it's fine. I love that. I don't want to be sitting in a box. I would love, I love input from everybody, and then we can figure it out together from the clues we have. So they know that, and they're great about letting that conversation go. But we don't tolerate on here just people getting on name calling. I don't see it very often, but every once in a while you have, the wackadoodles, the turtle writers, that are just insane. I feel bad for them. Anyway, so here we are. We're moving forward. We're going to keep deep diving into this case. I'm going to beg our Bitcoin expert to come back and help educate us even more. And we'll keep talking about wrench attacks. All right, everyone. Until next time, have a beautiful day and may justice be served.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.